This is an executive summary of opportunity zone risks, development delays and cost overruns, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. It's easy to focus on the opportunity zone tax benefits and overlook a structural reality of the program, because the roles effectively require building new property or substantially improving existing property. Most OZ funds are development vehicles, not stabilized, income-producing real estate. That distinction matters enormously for risk. Development carries construction risk, timing risk, and execution risk that a stabilized, already leased building doesn't. Delays and cost overruns can erode or eliminate returns, a finished building still has to lease up, and the whole enterprise depends on the sponsor's ability to execute. The tax benefits are worthless if the underlying development underperforms. This guide takes an honest look at why development risk is central to OZ investing, how delays and cost overruns happen, lease up and absorption risk, the sponsor's execution track record, and how to mitigate these risks. This is educational information, not investment advice, and OZ rules are evolving, so verify the current rules. Development risk is central to OZ investing because the program's rules effectively require development. To qualify, a COF, or its COSP, must invest in tangible zone property that is either original use, newly constructed, or substantially improved, roughly doubling the building's basis within 30 months. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.